Well, we are coming up on the time of the year for one of our most important local social justice award ceremonies. Later on this month will be the 31st annual Pauli Murray Awards, and the nominations for it are going on right now. Joining me on the phone to talk a little bit more about this is Chair of Orange County's Human Relations Commission, Fran Castillo. Fran, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thanks. Hope you're well.
I am doing well. This conversation is being brought to us by the Orange County government. And Fran, I think the place to begin is talking about Pauli Murray, who was a pretty incredible person, a civil rights activist, lawyer for many years, ultimately became a priest as well toward the end of her life, and has a pretty amazing background in social justice. What about her story led to the county creating these awards, and what kind of people are nominated for these awards?
Yeah, I think that the reason why the county wanted to commemorate Dr. Murray's life, actually the Reverend Dr. Pauli Murray, she was a distinguished person who confronted discrimination, racism, and sexism all in the course of her life. She established many firsts. So she actually was the first African-American woman to be ordained as an Episcopal priest, and her ordination actually happened 3 weeks after they allowed women to become ordained. She co-founded NOW with Betty Friedan. She was first in her law school class, the only woman, at Howard University, the only woman in her class. So she's a person who has been a trailblazer, but consistently through her life, what she has always shown is a commitment to diversity, a commitment to civil rights, a commitment to kind of ensuring the rights of others were protected. And that's what Orange County wanted to honor in establishing this award in her behalf.
And so you guys have been doing this for quite a few years at this point. What type of people earn these awards? It is people who really stand out in terms of local community service and social justice, right?
It really is, yes. So back in 1990, the Pauli Murray Award was established. There are actually three awards that are given. One of them is for an Orange County business, the other is for an Orange County adult, and the other is for an Orange County youth. And the commonality is that they are all committed to serving the community in the pursuit of equality, justice, and human rights for all residents of Orange County. So what we're really looking for are, you know, in many instances, it's the unsung heroes. So it's the people in the community who are doing significant work to better the lives of those around them with a commitment to honoring diversity, advancing social justice issues, and really the people who are kind of rising above and beyond to make this community the wonderful place that it is. And so this is the opportunity to recognize those people. So those are the sorts of nominations that we hope that people will submit for consideration for the award.
Once again, we're speaking with Fran Castillo, the chair of Orange County's Human Relations Commission, and we're talking about the upcoming 31st annual Dr. Pauli Murray Awards, which is going to be held virtually on Sunday, February 28th at 3 p.m. by the county. So you mentioned really some of those unsung heroes. Fran, who are some of the past recipients of these awards?
Let me go through this in my mind. Last year, Mae McClendon was one of the recipients. She had been quite active in the community in social justice issues. Thea Barrett, who was one of the high school recipients for work that she has done. And I honestly would have to go back to the list because some of this predates my time on the commission. But I do know that there has been, let me see here. I can tell you, if you give me a second.
Well, there's certainly a lot of names to work through if there's been 31 years of the awards, too. Like,
I don't think anybody is
going to blame you for having a list on hand. Once again, we are speaking with Fran Castillo, the chair of Orange County's Human Relations Commission, and they are working to make sure that people are aware and are nominating community members for the 31st annual Pauli Murray Awards. And Fran, I think the next part to go to, or part that I'm interested in for this, is I'm wondering if more people will submit some nominations, because we have seen some really incredible social justice work this past year. I mean, not that it's not important in any, but 2020 was just an absolute benchmark year in terms of social justice movement. Lots of involvement from lots of people in our community. It really provides the opportunity for people to submit a lot of different community members for nominations for these awards.
I really do think so. And to answer your question about past recipients, I've got that in front of me now. We have had everything from businesses like Joe Van Gogh, MedDeli, Chapel Hill Rehabilitation and Healthcare, Cliff's Meat Market. We have had various individuals in the community, Elizabeth Davis, Deborah Stroman, Lori Clark. It goes on because, as you know, it has been a 31-year history. So really you can kind of see the diversity of businesses and people who have received this award. And I think you're exactly right. Now in the age of COVID, we have seen many community organizations. What comes to my mind immediately are some of the organizations that have gathered around addressing food insecurity. And so there have been a lot of community groups that, those sorts of organizations, people should consider, maybe those are the people who should be nominated so that we can shine a light on the good work that they're doing for the community and the social justice issues they're advancing.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And the great part of this award system, too, is that there are, it's not just one person. There is an individual award. There's also a youth award, which is great. And then business, which you were mentioning as well. It really opens up so people can make all different types of nominations. Once again, we're speaking with Fran Castillo, who's telling us about how to nominate community members for the 31st Annual Dr. Pauli Murray Awards, which is going to be held virtually on Sunday, February 28th. And Fran, can you walk people through the process of submitting nominations? Because I imagine that they've got a little while, but you don't want to leave it off because this month is going to fly by, as we've already seen with the start of 2021. How can people go ahead and nominate community members that they have in mind for the Pauli Murray Awards?
So we've created a really easy online form that will kind of walk you through it step by step. So it is at orangecountync.gov. If you just go to the county webpage, you will see actually the Pauli Murray flyer that we have on there. If you click on that, there's a link to be able to nominate directly from that link. And so that's the easiest way to submit a nomination. If somebody doesn't have access to be able to get to that form, then I would encourage you to call the Human Relations Commission at 919-245-2487, and they'll be able to assist with getting that nomination in for you. But again, the easiest way is to get on the Orange County website at orangecountync.gov, and then just go to the Pauli Murray link that you'll see there. We're accepting nominations until 5 o'clock on Friday, February the 12th. So you do have a little bit of time, but exactly, don't delay in going ahead and getting those nominations in for consideration. And really, we do encourage people to think a little more broadly. So sometimes people are doing great things in the community and we don't recognize exactly how much effort they're putting forth. And so this is really that opportunity to kind of look at the good works that are happening in our community and to take the time to maybe try to get some recognition for folks or businesses who are really doing a lot to make Orange County the strong community that it is. And they might not necessarily be getting any credit for that. So this is a time for us to come together as a community to say thank you and to shine that light on people who are really doing good work. And just one last thing.
Sure.
Of course, the awards are going to be on Zoom. We are asking that people pre-register for that. So again, through that Orange County website, you can get to the link so that you can go ahead and get registered so that you can attend. And just want to make sure that people know that the keynote speaker for this year, we are incredibly thrilled. Pauli Murray was a poet, and in the spirit of honoring that, Nikki Giovanni is going to be our keynote speaker. And Jackie Shelton Reed, North Carolina's first African-American poet laureate and ninth poet laureate, is going to be a feature in the event. Also, she's going to be introducing Miss Giovanni. So it's going to be an incredible event, but I would encourage people to go ahead and get registered for that, so that they can mark it on the calendar, save the date, and be there for what's going to be a wonderful event.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm embarrassed to say that I forgot them, because Jackie Shelton Green is awesome, and it should be really fun to hear from Nikki Giovanni, too. They are the main attraction in addition to the awards, which should be a really great virtual event. Fran, once again, the website is orangecountync.gov/Pauli Murray to submit your nominations, register for the 31st Annual Pauli Murray Awards on February 28th, and do a lot more. Once again, thank you so much for joining us, Fran.
Okay, have a good night.
It is 5:41 here on 97.9 The Hill. We've got some music on the way next before we hit news around town. Stick around.